representatives for the United States of America. They were both transsexuals or transgenders. One calls himself Rachel, but when he stands before the great white throne judgment, God will not say Rachel, he'll say Richard. Richard, come here. No, I'm Rachel. Richard, come here. And Richard Levine will come. Another was named Sam Brighton. And they both represented the U.S. with the French ambassador in 2022 at his residence on Bastille Day. And I thought, what a sad, sorry case for the United States to be represented by this ugly Richard Levine trying to look like a woman. He's just like an ugly man with a dress on. It's gross. And the other guy tried to dress up like a woman with, you know, short skirt and all. And these two birds are there representing the United States of America. I think about this country. I think a righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. What a degradation. I couldn't help but think when I looked at that of the mess that our country is in on this Easter Sunday right now. And we need to think about that. We're not only in captivity to Western globalists. And we are. Make no mistake about it. We are in captivity right now to Western globalists, but we're also, and they're Marxists, but we're also in terrible moral decay and in a terrible moral pit of corruption. And the only way out of these two pits is by means, listen to me this evening, on this Easter Sunday, of direct divine intervention. We not only need a divine intervention, but we need it desperately. And listen to me tonight, we need it urgently. Did you hear what I said? We need direct divine intervention urgently, desperately. And unfortunately, many pastors, many churches, many professing Christians in America are not aware of the desperate and urgent need that faces us in this country. I mean, we have Mexico to our south border, and fentanyl is coming across the border in droves as the border is totally porous and opened up, and fentanyl is coming, and fentanyl is getting into vaping, fentanyl is getting into food and candy, and people are dropping dead, kids are dropping dead. Because of this coming across our border, with illegals coming across the southern border, many of these are getting on welfare and drawing on welfare. And because of that, it's destroying our dollars and the money that you work for. Those of you that really work for money, your money is becoming worthless because of what's going on. And we have that in Mexico, and that's what's going on. And then in Canada, laws are being passed to end freedom of speech. People like this pastor that was arrested in Canada, and he was under the old Soviet Union. And he said, get out of my church. You're like the old Soviet Union. I know tyranny when I see it. Get out of my church. And they left. But eventually they came back and they arrested him. He got out of jail and they arrested him again. Why? Freedom of speech. No freedom of speech. Right in our northern border, right at our doorstep. And we're being pressed in Mexico. We're being pressed in Canada. And people that are standing for sincerely held convictions, our religious convictions, are being put in jail and persecuted. Yet with all these things right at our doorstep, Christians are like the disciples of our Lord. Remember when our Lord said, hey, I got an urgent need. I got a pressing need. And I need you guys to come with me. And I'm going to pick the top three disciples I got. I'm going to pick Peter, James, and John. And I want you to come with me. And we need to intervene and pray for God's help right now, because I'm facing the greatest crisis in the history of the world. And of course, we know what that crisis was. And you know those disciples went with him. and they went to sleep. Amen? They went to sleep. Jesus said, watch and pray with me, but they went to sleep. And I'm afraid that there are too many Christians that are sleeping, and our Lord that night was arrested. He got put before a kangaroo court and had a trial before that court. They gave him capital punishment. And instead of staying awake and urgently praying for grace and mercy, his disciples were oblivious. And when push came to shove, they went running away from the Lord. They were not spiritually prepared for what was going on. Thank God our Lord didn't let us down. Amen. He came through. I believe tonight, Easter Sunday night, that we are in a similar urgent and desperate need for divine intervention right here in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I believe we're in a need for divine intervention right here at Scranton Revival Baptist Church. I believe that if we don't see a mighty revival soon of the old-time religion, and if we don't bring to justice the globalists that have been stealing our elections and corrupting our leaders with dirty money, then we're going to very soon go right into the mark of the beast system and into the world government of the beast. And it will hit you so fast you don't know what hit you. And there are some Christians, and I'm sad to say it's affected people even here, that they think you're going to be out of here before these things happen. And I'm here to tell you, you will not be out of here. You will have to face the Antichrist. Read 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1 and following. It's as plain as the nose is on your face. And don't say you haven't been warned. And tonight, though, I want to challenge you that we need to see a direct divine intervention of revival. We need to see a direct divine intervention to deliver us from captivity here in America. And that's what I want to talk to you tonight about. I want to talk to you what you may say to God to secure his intervention. What you may say to God to secure his intervention. Because listen to me, when push comes to shove, only God can deal with this. Only God can. And so you and I, what we can say to God to deal with this and to push back the devil's timeline and to give us a window of opportunity that we can keep doing what we are doing here at Scranton Revival Baptist Church. So I want you to turn with me tonight to Psalm 94. Psalm 94. And I'll be brief. What you may say to God to secure his intervention. Now the first thing I want to say that you need to say to God, and this is important, listen to me, is God, show yourself. Show yourself. Show yourself. And I want to show you this in verse 1 and 2, Psalm 94. It says, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. What does it say the next two words? Show thyself. Let's say them out loud. Show thyself. That's not loud enough. Show thyself. One more time real loud. Show thyself. All right, so then he says, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Yeah, I talked about the disciples sleeping. Sometimes it seems like Jesus is sleeping. Amen. Sometimes it seems like God is sleeping. Sometimes it seems like he doesn't care. And emotionally, we feel like, show yourself, God. We need you to show up. We need God to show up when we meet together for church. Amen. We need God to show up when we go out soul winning. And we need God to show up in our country for revival of the old time religion. And we need God to show up in our country, beloved, in order that we may be delivered from the captivity of the globalists. I don't know if you're following what's going on, but these people right now, they're afraid that too many people are aware of them. They want to reduce the population. They didn't get enough, and they're one of the things they're doing is trying to push us into World War III with Russia. They're trying to push Putin into war, and they're trying to push the United States into war, and they don't care who dies. They're not nationalists. They don't care about America. They don't care about America first. They don't care. No, they're globalists. They want people dead. They have a plan. in just a few short years to bring the population down to 500 million, and then a few years later down to 100 million people in the world, my friends. I'm talking about wicked people, and they have the levers of power, humanly speaking. Listen, we need God to show himself. And I want you to notice in verse 1, he says, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Who is the sole avenger? Well, we know the Bible says vengeance is what? Mine. I will revenge. I will avenge, saith the Lord. Therefore, listen, that is God's prerogative, and we need to pray for God to come through. Now, he says, Lord God. What is Lord? We were talking about this at the Easter table. My wife and I were talking about probably, and I've heard a lot of sermons in my life, in a lot of places, but probably the greatest sermon we ever heard was by a preacher. We don't even know his name. He was a black preacher, of course, African-American, the best preachers in the world, definitely African-American. Dr. Jack Hiles learned how to preach from African-Americans, and he did. He told us that. And this is a black preacher, and he was in Delray Beach or Riviera Beach, Florida. I was in Calvary Baptist Church, West Palm Beach, Florida, and he was a guest speaker, and the pastor let him speak, and he was just a pastor. I couldn't call his name, and he was trying to look up the sermon. But I'll never forget, he introduced it, and he said, I am the Lord God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? In Jeremiah, that was his text. I am the Lord God. Is there anything too hard for me? He said the name Lord there is the name Jehovah. And that speaks of a personal God that you have a personal relationship with through the covenant, the new covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ. The name God is translated from the Hebrew word that is Elohim. And so Jehovah is the personal relationship, and Elohim means the God that creates out of nothing. So he said, I am Jehovah, who's entered into this personal relationship, the Elohim, the God of all creation that made everything out of nothing. Is there anything too hard for me? And you see, this is what the psalmist is saying. He's saying, oh Lord God, you are the only one that can handle this threat. You are the only one that can deal with this. It reminds me of Moses at the Red Sea, when Moses said to the people of God, when he saw the Egyptian army coming and there was no way these slaves could deliver themselves from the greatest superpower in the world. But Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And that's the Jehovah God, the Elohim of all flesh. And God split that Red Sea. You say, can God come through? Yes, he can come through. But you and I need to say, God, it's time, listen to me, for you to show yourself. It's time for you to get urgent with God. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You need to go to God. Give him no rest day or night, beloved. And tell him, God, it's time. Yes, it's time for you, oh God, to show yourself. Why? Because we can't avenge ourselves. We can't delay the devil. We're not as powerful as the devil. We need you to show yourself. And are you going to God with the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man and woman, beloved, and giving him no peace or rest for our nation, beloved, for our country, beloved, for our Constitution, and for our old-time Christianity? Listen, if you're not, I want to stir you up tonight with Psalm 94, that you need to do that. God's the sole avenger. God is the sole humbler. And so you need to go to him. Look at verse 2. He says, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to what? The proud. Listen to me. These people are proud. Harari's proud. Schwab is proud. Gates is proud. These wicked people are proud. Why? Because they can't see anybody that can resist them. Therefore, they don't believe in God. They don't believe in the God of the Bible. They don't believe in your God. But my Bible says God humbles the proud. When the Titanic went, they had in the paper a headline, that even God couldn't sink the Titanic. And when that was stated, God sunk the Titanic. I'm saying to you, God stands up and people sit down that are prideful. God is able to humble the pride. Pharaoh, God hardened his heart. He was prideful. Who is the Lord that I should offer sacrifice to him? Who is the Lord? He didn't believe in the Lord. But I'll tell you what, people might not believe in the Lord, but that doesn't change the fact of the Lord. And you and I need to, you need to pray and seek God and say to God, Lord, you're the soul avenger. You're the soul humbler. Lord, it's time for you to show yourself. And we need to go to God and say, show yourself, just like the psalmist does here. And that's the Lord God. And what's he going to do? He's going to reveal his justice. He's going to avenge himself, beloved, for what these people, they're doing it to him. They're doing it to his name. And they are violating his word. And listen to me, it's time for God to show up. It's time for God to do something. And you and I need God to show up. Same thing with revival. Rend the heavens and come down. Are you diligently seeking God? He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him out. Are you seeking him out for revival? Are you seeking him out to show himself in mighty power, in great grace? Are you seeking God? Oh no, I just believe in prophecy, and it's the devil's going to win. And you lazy doofus. That's lazy. I'm just not going to fight. I like what Jeff Fugit said. I know prophecy's going to be fulfilled, and I know the one world government's going to come, but not on my watch. That's the attitude. You need to fight and fight and look for open doors and do what God wants you to do. And so show yourself, God. Show yourself. Show that you're serious, that you want God to come to. Not that you're going to take your little squirt gun out and fight the devil with it. You're not going to do it, beloved. This is faith in God.
Right.
This is going to God. Show yourself, Almighty God. I am saying it's time that we ask for. We know what God's going to do during the day of the Lord. When God stands up in the day of the Lord, everybody's going to sit down. Amen. They're going to look for the caves in the earth to hide themselves from the wrath of God when God shows up.
Right.
But how about God showing up right now? And how about him showing up and intervening right now in our life? Where are the people of God that can do that? Where are the old-time evangelists like Mordecai Ham when he went into a town and he preached against the booze in the town, and the booze merchants and the moonshiners came out and they conspired together to kill him. And they had two assassins that went and they came at Mordecai Ham as he was going, I believe, into his hotel room in that town. And they said, we're going to kill you right now. He said, well, maybe you will and maybe you won't, but I'm preaching the word of God. I'm not backing down, God. And God slew those two men right there on the spot, dropped them dead. Remember Elijah? 50, dropped fire on him. 50, dropped fire on him. Finally, the guy came and said, oh, please, don't kill me. Where's the God of Elijah? But where are the Elijahs of Almighty God today? I'm saying to you, would to God you'd get stirred up. Would to God you'd ask God to show up and do something real and great. It's time for God to show himself. And I'm talking about what to say to God to secure his intervention. What you need to do to secure God's intervention. Show yourself, O God. Number two, slow thyself no more. Slow thyself no more. Look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. Here's what it says. I'll read it. It says in verse 3, Lord, how long shall the wicked... Notice this again. How long shall the wicked... Number 4, how long shall they utter and speak hard things? Verse 3, how long shall they triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? Listen, I don't like it when they win, and I don't like it when they mouth off. I said I don't like it when the wicked win, and I don't like it when the wicked mouth off. How long? And the psalmist is saying that. He's saying, I don't like it when they win. I like it with Donald Trump when he said, we're going to keep winning and winning and winning. You're going to get sick of winning. I'm not sick of it yet. I want to see God win.
Yes, amen.
Wonderful victories. And so God, slow yourself no more. Listen, it's not time for patience. Did you hear me?
Right.
It's not time for patience. We're on the precipice of destruction. There was an old song, and you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How many remember that song? Barry McGuire. And you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. It was an old song in the 60s. Yeah, we remember that song. And I'm saying tonight, listen to me, it is not time. That night when Jesus said, pray, watch, wrestle, that night he was arrested, and they weren't ready that night. Are you ready? My daughter said to me at dinner, she said, the way you're preaching, I could just see somebody coming and arresting you. Yeah. Yeah. In the world in which we're living in today. They've done it. I've had the FBI at my house knocking on my door asking for me. My wife said he's busy. But they're knocking on my door. And I'm just saying to you, it's not time for patience. Look what we're saying here. How long? How long? And whenever you see the word repeated, it's for emphasis and a reason. And how long is repeated three times. And what are they doing to win? They keep winning and winning. Remember when Donald Trump won 2016? And you got a president that for the first time, listen to me tonight, that for the first time since World War II was an anti-globalist president. That's right. Every other president either was globalist or hooked in with the globalists. They put George W. H.W. Bush, who was a globalist, right there with watching over Reagan. And remember, Reagan got shot. I'm just saying to you, listen to me, that they're winning. And when Donald Trump was elected, no sooner did he get elected, remember that witch Hillary launched the Russia thing? And that's all they talked about, Russia. And they had impeachment won then over that. And then after that was over, they went with what? Ukraine. And then they went with impeachment too. And then when that failed, what did they do? They launched the bioweapon and killed bunches and bunches of people. But they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump. They didn't want him president. George Soros boasted he won't be president. I saw him on video saying it in 2020, and his boast came true. I'm talking about that's their victory. They stole that election that's never been dealt with. And then after that, remember the residents of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, they went in there and stormed it. The FBI stormed it. Remember Roger Stone, who worked with Donald Trump? They surrounded a man in his 70s, he and his elderly wife, and surrounded his home, brought him out and handcuffed him and frog marched him. Remember General Flynn, American hero, a great man, and they did the same thing to him and arrested him and put him in jail. You see, these people are taking it for you. They're standing up. And this is what they're getting because they're perceived as a threat. And I'm talking about the things that they're doing to declare their victory. And then how they talk. How they talk. January 6th, a group of people went there to protest peacefully the election, saying that it may have been stolen. We need to investigate it. And Mike Pence refused to do it. He had the power, but he didn't do it. He failed the American people. And these people had a peaceful redress of grievances, but they inserted into the audience activists and agents of the government that tried to get them to discredit themselves and cause some violence in the Capitol. But these people were peaceful. The ones that did go in, Tucker Carlson proved, and others, they were just taking pictures, just sightseeing, being respectful of things. I'm just simply saying to you, they called them insurrectionists in order to take away from their election fraud, that they had stolen the election. And a coup has been taken over this country. And it's time, listen to me, for God to show up. We don't need it to happen slowly. We need to happen quickly. Time is short, my friend. And when I preach like this, I don't preach like this every time, but I will preach like it when God wants me to preach like it. And nobody's going to tell me except God Almighty what I'm to preach. But I have somebody or bodies, and usually a body, a busy body, that tells me, oh, don't preach on this. You're preaching politics. No, I'm preaching Bible, friend. I'm preaching what the devil's doing. I'm preaching what's happening in prophecy and our responsibility and what we're to be doing. And that's what we're be doing. But you know, some of these people that don't like what I'm preaching, you know what they're enamored with? They're enamored with easy money. As long as Biden gives them a few bucks, that buys them off. Just give me some money. Let me tell you, money is not God. God is God. Jesus put it this way. You choose God or mammon, who you're going to serve. And you make a decision who you're going to serve. And thank God for those that can't be bought off, because the globalists will buy you off with their fake money. They not only have their fake news, but they have their fake money. They have assets, gold and silver, but they pawn off these fake dollars and these reserve notes. America's no longer backed by the gold standard. We've been taking off that for years, and that was a bad mistake. And we're impoverished. And do you know right now that America has been the reserve currency for the world, and that has made you wealthy? Because everything done, buying oil and selling, has to be done in American dollars. No longer. We're the mockery of the world. And Russia and China are getting together saying, we're not going to do it. Brazil's getting together. Have you ever heard of BRICS? Brazil, Russia, and other nations, China, I believe India. And now guess who just joined BRICS, to add insult to injury? Mexico and Canada. And they're saying no longer. You know what that does to you? That makes you a third world country. But listen, I'm not on Biden's economy. I'm trusting God. And you need to be trusting God. But we need, listen to me, to say to God, slow thyself no more. Look what they are doing. And I knew, and they knew, if they could take the 2020 election, they would make America down. They would bring it down. Because America has been the one country that has stood in their way, they felt, of really world control. And they are moving to take it down. And I'm just saying, we need to be aware of that. We've got people right now, for the Second Amendment, they're being murdered, or they're being arrested for murder. They're being tried for murder, listen to me, because somebody pulled a gun on them and aimed an AR-15 at their head, ready to pull the trigger, and they shot that person in self-defense, and they're being arrested and counted guilty for murder. I'm just saying, these people want to take the guns. They want to take our country over. And it is time for God to act. Slow yourself no more. Listen, when you see the word repeated, it's for a reason. How long? How long? How long? Whenever you see unjust arrests taking place, like I just said with the January 6th Patriots, do you know that people, January 6th, 2021, it's now 2023, it's been over 2 years, do you know they've been held without a fair trial? in a gulag in Washington, D.C.? Do you know they're still there? Do you know they're still there? I'm just saying, how long, O Lord? It's time for us to say, show yourself, God, and slow thyself no more. Because whenever you see these kind of unjust arrests, it's urgent. It's urgent because it's like the KGB. It's like the Gestapo. It's like the Stasi of East Germany. And by the way, whenever you see not only legalized arrests, but legalized murder, it's time for God to act. I think of the murder and arrest of the Lord Jesus. Amen. When that happened, it was time for God to act. Thank God he was in control. And 3 days and three nights later, he rose from the dead. Amen. And God sent the Holy Ghost and he acted. But it's time for God to act right now. And we need to be urgent with God whenever we see legalized murder. And what about what happened to Donald Trump recently? They've tried to take him out. They have taken him out. They have arrested him. They arrested Donald Trump recently, arraigned him and charged him, right? And there's a Russian assassin, and he said to Donald Trump, I give you counsel, come to Russia, because the next thing they're going to do is kill you. That's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to kill you. And let me tell you, that's exactly, if anything else won't work, that's what their plan is. But I'm here to tell you, God is in control of that. But you and I need to say, Lord, it's time for you to show yourself. It's time, Lord, like the psalmist here, how long? How long? How long? How about the legalized murder and the great tribulation? How about Revelation chapter 5 and the martyrs under the altar? And what are they crying out? How long, O Lord? How long before you what? Avenge our blood? They're in heaven and they're praying. How long? Listen, you need to say, Lord, slow yourself no more. It's time. It's time for you to act. They've made void your law, O Lord. American Christian, we need to wake up. We are fighting on our knees for our freedom. Or are you fighting on your knees? Or are you more or less just kind of sleeping and thinking everything's going to be status quo? Legalized murder. How about abortion? Is that not legalized murder? How long has abortion been going on in this land? How long has innocent blood been flowing? Roe v. Wade back in the early 70s. Thank God it was overturned. But still abortions are going on in our country. Transsexuals are mutilating our children. And what about the bioweapons that have been launched, killing millions of people worldwide? And then the jab that they gave as a, quote, cure that's killing more people than the weapon itself. And now I heard they're trying to put it in our food supply. And how long, O Lord? How long? How long? I'm just saying, legalize murder. Satan is a murderer. He's a thief. He's a liar. And so we need to truly be urgent. Number one, show yourself. Verses 1 and 2. Number 2, slow yourself no more. That's what you need to say to God. Verses 3 through 7. And then I'll conclude quickly. Number 3, you may say sayings about God himself. Turn to Psalm 94. Look at verse 8. And I just want to read this through quickly. Look at verse 8. It says, understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools. When will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? Listen to me. What's he saying here? He's saying God knows what's going on. He's saying God deals with the heathen people that don't believe in him, that reject him. He's able to do it. How about Adolf Hitler? Did he believe in Almighty God? No, he did not believe in the God of the Bible. He believed in a cult. He believed in Satan. He was a wicked, wicked man. And he killed God's chosen people and tried to wipe them out. But I want to tell you, Hitler came to power. He launched World War II and millions died. But Hitler died in 1945. March. Shot through the head. And guess what? Hitler died and he tried to get rid of the Jews, and just a couple years later, in 1947, that Israel was given land in the Middle East, in their promised land. They were given a foothold. And in May 14, 1948, 3 years later, Israel became a nation. You see, God deals with the heathen. God dealt with Hitler, and we had the Nuremberg trials. We need to see Fauci tried, Gates tried, Schwab tried, Harari tried, and all of these wicked people, Obama and Hillary, and all the, lock her up. That's no small thing. We need to see it. Some of you may have given up your urgency and your prayer for that, but I'll tell you what, I see it more than ever tonight. And I'm saying it's time for us not only to say to God, show yourself, slow yourself no more, God, but saying things about God himself. Saying things about God himself. And that's what's going on here. Look with me as we understand in verses 8 through 11, God is not out to lunch. Look what it says in verse 9. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? You can tell God about this. He's not out to lunch. He cares about it. He's dealt with it in times past. He's brought forth his justice. And he says in verse 11, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. God is not out to lunch, number one. Number two, God is out to intervene. Verses 12 through 15, look what he says. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. He's talking about you if you're God's child. He's saying if you're God's child, you're taught of the Lord. And one of the things you need to know is that your God will intervene. And then he says in verse 13, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto the righteous, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Understand, the Lord intervenes to bring down his justice, but he doesn't do it without God's people crying out to him, saying back to him about himself, who he is. He's a just God. God, you're the judge of all the earth. God, you're the God that intervenes. God, you're righteous. We need Nuremberg trials again. We need your intervention and to cry unto him. And so, number one, you need to say to God, show yourself. Number two, you need to say, slow yourself no more. Number three, you need to say back to God things about himself that apply to our situation and our need. And that's number three. Number four and last, you need to save yourself. Listen to me, this is very important. You need to save yourself. Scranton Revival Baptist Church, you need to save yourself. You say, how do I do that? All right, go to verse 16 and look at what it says there. Verse 16 through verse 20 is personalizing your speaking to God about his intervention on your behalf. Look what he says, Psalm 94, verse 16. And it's through verse number 20. It says this. Who will rise up for me against the evildoer? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said my foot slippeth, thy mercy... When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? What's he saying here? He's saying, listen, you're a person that needs God to intervene. Because if God doesn't intervene, you're not going to have any money. If God intervenes, we won't be able to run the buses. If God intervenes, the preacher won't be able to preach from the pulpit. If God doesn't intervene, we won't be able to have church like we're having it now. If God doesn't intervene, what does the Bible say? Pray to God that you might have peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. But if God doesn't intervene, you won't have it. So what am I saying? Save yourself. Make it personal to you. If there's world war annihilation, that these globalists bring on us. If they bring out a pandemic that kills 90% of the people, that we need to pray, God, protect me. I want to keep going for you. Protect our church. Protect our children. Protect our preacher. Protect our Christian school. Keep this ministry going. I'm saying it's time for you to secure God's intervention by saying, God, show yourself. By saying to God, slow thyself no longer. By saying things to God about himself that you need to see that God will do and he says he'll do. And lastly, by saving yourself, by personalizing your speaking to God about what you need when he intervenes and how it will affect our church and your family and us. And save yourself by that. And then finally, save yourself by the promises that have been made by God on your behalf. Look at verse 21 through 23. Here's what he says. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous. I'll say they're doing that. And condemn the innocent blood. I'll say they're doing that. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Is anybody here going to take those promises and apply them to our enemies? Is anybody going to take those promises and put them in the key of God's door to get into his treasury and unlock the blessing of God by defending us against these wicked people? By God himself and everything? You say, oh, God doesn't do that. How about when God, in answer to Hezekiah's prayer, one angel of the Lord, and that one angel killed 185,000 soldiers of Assyria that had been starving the people of God so they couldn't get out and get any food and take it away. Whatever happened to us saying, Lord, this affects us. This affects our church. This affects my family. This affects what we're doing here. And, you know, I don't like to alarm anybody. I don't want to alarm anybody. But there is a time when you have to blow the trumpet. Amen? There's a time when a watchman needs to get on the wall and say, whoa! And it's not a little boy crying wolf tonight, beloved. It's God's man telling God's sheep, there are wolves. And they're wicked, ravening wolves. And they're not in sheep's clothing, beloved. They're out there, and they're coming for you, for your money, for your job, for your America, for your constitutional government. They are coming, and they are even here. They are not at the door. They're in the door. They are in the house. There has been a, what do they call that when a home invasion? And they're in the house. They tied mom up. They tied dad up. They're in there with. That's where we are right now, beloved. That's where they are. The president you elected, no way Joe Biden won that election. He is not the president of the United States. He is the puppet, as I said this morning, of the globalist. And I know when Easter's morning comes that we're going to have the victory. But I'm preaching tonight before Easter comes. We need a mini day of the Lord. We need God to show up. And we need you to show up and say four things. God, show yourself. Slow yourself no more, Lord. And say back to God, you are just. You are the judge of all the earth. And tell him who he is. And then save yourself. Make it personal to you. And God will come through, I believe. And he will bless and help his people. Listen, we need to do all we can tonight. And the title of my sermon tonight is What You May Say to Secure God's Intervention. May God help us to get serious about it. Let's bow for prayer, every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. I wonder, have you been sleeping like the disciples? On the night of his crucifixion, or certainly his arrest to be crucified, they were